Hi, this is Chaz from Toro et Moi, and I'd rather be listening to CJLO.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to 1690, The Come Up, featuring your host, the White Boy with Sauce. How are y'all feeling? It is a very, very, very cold night. And honestly, I would much rather be in bed right now, but and cuddled up with a book and some other white girl shit. But it's cool, because you know what? Tonight, we have a very special night. We have the one, the only, one and only YBB with the heat. Yo, how you feeling, man?
Yo, we out here. How you guys doing? How everybody's doing? Cold night indeed, but we out here, you know, hustling it out.
Yes,
how you
sir.
Doing, bro?
Yo, I'm good. I'm lit. I'm excited. I've been wanting to have you on the show for a minute, man.
Yes, sir.
Been in the
happy to be here. Happy to make it, you know?
Of course, bro. Tonight we have a very busy night, man. We finally playing four of your tracks.
Yes, sir.
Four of your tracks. And we got two new songs from two new artists that we haven't played yet. One from an artist named Ciro, I hope I pronounced that right, called Summit, which I'm very excited to play. And we also have Jelloland 8X, who also has his new song Cambridge, who we're going to be listening to in just a sec. But tonight, we're going to be interviewing the one and only YBB. We're going to be getting into it. It's going to be lit. It's going to be fun. I'm excited. You excited?
Yes, man. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, we ain't.
That's right, bro. So, yo, without further ado, we finally played the two new songs from Ciro and Jelloland right away. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be lit. And yo, let's warm up in here. But pause. My fault. Not even like that.
Let's just trying to do some foreplay or se como la.
Chill. Oh, not chill. I mean, warm up. Chill. Okay, but you know what? Let's make this show interesting. Why not? Stick around, yo. Ciro and Jelloland, Summit in Cambridge. 1690 to come up. Let's get it.
Tu connais, rêve depuis tout petit, un seul but, finir riche, être au top, je vais au sommet. J'ai mis de l'or sur mes titres, j'ai mis de l'or sur mon reel, j'ai mis de l'or sur mon collet. J'fais pas le rap pour le cheese, non, j'fais rien pour le fame, rien à foutre de ses abonnés. Mais j'me demande pour qui il se prenait. Big Dog, il jouait les games. Du coup, il a pris des smacks, arrêtez de faire le dingue. J'débarque avec des pétards, ce que t'entends c'est bang, 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 bang. J'suis pas le temps de pleurer quand tu saignes, garde un métal, j'fais pas de guitare. J'roule dans la ville, j'ai pas de mi-part. Ice cold, cœur glacé comme un blizzard. Hot stove, y'a de la coke avec du bicar. Quand on finit au lit, elle me dit c'est roté like that. Come on baby, put your body on me. J'adore quand son pussy fight back. Elle me dit qu'elle veut plus finir lonely. J'sais pas pourquoi mais du coup j'commence à faire des flashbacks. Le genre de feeling j'aurais voulu bypass. J'fais de l'argent sur un iPad. Et même ta fille vient avec un price tag. Trop de pain. J'règle ça avec un strain. Pourquoi ils essaient de me bring down? Ils essaient de salir mon name. Mais j'me rappelle quand j'étais been down. Now look what I became. J'ai dû focus sur mon fric, j'ai dû laisser faire le fame. Il pleut des clous, j'ai dû shine malgré le rain. J'suis pas du genre à jouer, tu connais. Vrai depuis tout petit, un seul but, finir riche, être au top, j'vais au sommet. J'ai mis de l'or sur mes titres, j'ai mis de l'or sur mon reel, j'ai mis de l'or sur mon collet. J'fais pas le rap pour le cheese, non, j'fais rien pour le fame, rien à foutre de ses abonnés. Mais j'me demande pour qui ils se prenaient.
Duff, I'm a cam, yeah. Louis Duff, I'm a cam, yeah. Louis Duff, I'm a cam, yeah. Stay with the tools like I'm Manny. All my big bros, they callin' me Granny. Keep a blick if they don't wanna play me. Keep a dick if they bitch on the face. Swap, like 80 a week. Damn, so look at your play with the heat. Damn,
I can't
live
with that money on me.
Damn, I can't live with that money on me. Damn, bro, give me both of the big bag. Money, I gotta bring out the big sack. Money, I gotta bring out the big sack. Money, I gotta bring out the big sack. Turn this TV off, we did that. We ain't got it from the gangsters. Savage click, what I claim, bitch. Push me hard, you a lame bitch. Mouth falling on my thang shit. Keep that and don't pay shit. Keep that and don't pay shit. Keep that and don't pay shit. I'm in my girl on vacation. I'm trying to shit, loving to see it. I'm 100 for all 30 seas. But true, it's savage, that's not for no reason. Pussy click, always talking on leak. Yeah, it's click, they're not what I'm creep. Stay with the view with that remix. Stay with the view with that remix. 40 G's like I did when you scream. SVG, bitch, I ride with a demon. Put it up, bitch, I'm leaving you bleeding. Put it up, bitch, I'm leaving you bleeding. 40 G's like I did when you scream. SVG, bitch, I ride with a demon. Put it up, bitch, I'm leaving you bleeding. Put it up, bitch, I'm leaving you bleeding. Louis Duffo, I'm a cami. Louis Duffo, I'm a cami, yeah. Louis Duffo, I'm a cami, yeah. Louis Duffo, I'm a cami. Stay with the tools like I'm Manny. All my big bros, they callin' me Granny. Keep a blick if they don't wanna play me. Keep a dick if they bitch on the face. I'm like 80 a week. Damn, so look at your play with the heat. Damn,
yo, 1690, we back at it again. That was Summit by Ciro and Cambridge by Jellaland 8X, bro. Let's get it, bro. What a great way to start this very cold night, bro. How you feeling, man? You feel you lit?
I'm lit, bro. I'm lit. Let's get it. Let's get it. We out here. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday night. Let's get it.
Friday night. Let's get it. Yo, so you know what? Let's just get into it, bro. So tell the audience a little bit about yourself, man.
So my name is Wabi. Wabi B with the heat. Mm-hmm. I'm 20 years old. I'm from Cartierville. I make a lot of different type of music. You know, I can mix it up. You know, some of the songs. Franglais. I do drill. I do rap. I do trap. I do drumless. I do plug. I try to mix it up. I just like having fun. I just love making music. That's all I do.
You a man of a jack of all trades.
Exactly.
Yo,
exactly.
You've been doing a bunch of different things at once.
Exactly. That's what I like to do. You know, why stick to one lane when you could do a lot of different things, you know?
Exactly, bro. Expand yourself to a bunch of different branches.
Exactly.
And you know what? That's awesome. I feel like in Montreal, we have such a unique opportunity to have so much different genres and cultures. And you know what, bro? Do everything and anything.
For sure. 100%. 100%. Just have fun, you know?
Exactly.
You know, it's a hobby at first, you know?
And then it becomes a profession at
exactly,
second.
You know? That's what we all dream of.
Exactly.
Doing.
Bro. So, what made you get into music in the first place, bro?
Well, God, low-key, it was during COVID. I had nothing to do at home. I started writing lyrics to type beats. You know, got more into music, 2019, 2020, around that era. Started listening to more music. Before, I wasn't really into that much music. So, boom, I wanted to start rapping, start making music. Started on my dusty-ass laptop. Started making music, started making beats a bit. And, yeah. From then on, we upgraded to a phone. BandLab, shout out.
Shout out BandLab.
Ayo, for real, on my Samsung. We used to wreck that shit. I used to delete Instagram or apps on my phone.
For storage?
So I could download BandLab. When I used to get done with BandLab, I used to delete it to install my other apps. That's how deep in the trenches we were.
Damn. Yeah. Okay, yo, that's the first. I never heard that.
That's deep. So yeah, then we moved in. You know, started going to studios more. Started going to MBS. Shout out to MBS Studio for real. Opened me up. Then I started making my own things. Invested on my own things. You know, started going to studios. Started making music. Started really making a passion of it. You know.
100%, bro. It becomes, I feel like it also becomes easier to make music once you have more passion for it, too.
Exactly, 100%.
And, like, passion just grows, too, which is fun. And, like, you learn from it, and, like, it flourishes after a while,
too. 100%, 100%. I agree. Because, especially when people around you do the same, do it better, it's like, damn, I'm trying to be like them. I'm trying to do it like them. a lot of different minds, you know, meeting new people. That's why I love meeting new people, getting new opportunities, meeting different mindsets. You know, you can always learn from every experience, you know.
Exactly, networking.
Exactly, it's really important. You know, it's not good to just stay in one state of mind, one mindset. You know, it's always good to expand, explore. You know, maybe you ain't gonna like it, you ain't gonna like it, you ain't gonna apply it, but at least you experienced it, you seen it, and everything.
Exactly, bro. As long as you try, experience new things.
Exactly.
And then once you get it, you know, sometimes it doesn't work, sometimes it does. And you know what? That's just life. You know, you gotta live and learn, bro. Yeah. So you talked about type beats, bro. So tell us about which type of type beats on YouTube were you talking about?
Bro, I used to hop on mostly trap beats at first.
Yeah.
Like, you know, them Gunna type beats, Lil Baby type beats, them Lil TJ type beats, them melodic type beats, trying to sing, you know, with the autotune to the max.
Yeah, 100%.
Crazy. But yeah, after that, you know, started tapping in more, got my sound. Started tapping in more with local producers, started making my own beats. For a minute, I stopped doing that, but I gotta get back into that. But yeah, been doing different things. I like doing different things, more exploring different things, you know, different flows, different songs, different various occasions. You know, I can make R&B, I want to make rap songs, I want to get lit songs, I want to get freaky songs, you know, every type of songs, you know what I'm saying?
That's so cool. So what made you want to get into, like, various, like, styles?
It's because, I'm not going to lie, it gets boring.
Yeah.
I listen to the perspective of me as a listener. You put that into perspective. Listen, you listen to a 20 song. Most rap albums, what they lack is versatility. It's like you listen to a 25 song rap album. It's like listening to, you know, listening to the same beat over and over again with different words, different instrumentals. You know, it gets boring. But then if you've put variety, different features, that adds something to the album. You know,
100%.
And I feel like, you know, the more things you have to offer, because after a few songs, you know, okay, we get it, you know how to rap, you know, we already heard that song before, a lot of the time you have the feeling that you already heard the song before you listen to it.
Exactly.
Of the same artist, you know,
it's like you heard this story multiple times.
Yeah, you heard the same song, same type of beat, same type of, you know, it's like, let me hear something different. I want to hear the track. I don't know what is going on. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear the song and be like, you know, interesting.
You want to be surprised.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to do with everything, you know, especially with the music, with the beat selection. It's like, oh, how is he going to hop on this? How is he going to do this? It's a different type of vibe. And especially with the visuals now, I stepped it up. I'm going to level up this year. That's 2026. That's one of my goals. The visual is going to be A1. And yeah, it's most gonna be like a story, mostly gonna be make sense, the quality, production of the music, the videos, it's gonna be A1.
Okay, so
top class.
We're gonna expect like a crazy ass rollout then.
Yo, soon as I get home next week, crazy ass rollout. It's a skit type of video, 2000s type of, you know, love story type of video, you know.
Okay,
it's gonna be a vibe. And then I have this tomorrow I'm shooting a video. Crazy ass videographer. He did videos with Enima, Karis, all them. So I got him. It's gonna be a crazy type of video. You know, drones and shit, cars and everything. People
Word?
Gonna pull up, girls, bottles, everything. It's gonna be a lit video. But tomorrow is -50.
It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be a bit tough. But you know what?
It could be interesting. We'll see what happens. But, you know, everything's God's hands, you know.
Exactly, bro. I mean, who knows? Maybe shooting the video at -40 would be interesting, you know?
Yeah, that'll break the camera.
We had to
cancel a lot of the planned scenes. We're going to do them on another date. But, yo, it's going to be a crazy-ass video when that drops. And I have another drop planned, too, which is a different type of, you know, mostly, you know, trap type of video, trap type of song, you know, mostly, you know, for my hood and everything.
100%.
So yeah, you know, cater to every different type of audience, you know. Yes, you got the lovey-dovey R&B songs that I've been previewing on my page and everything. That song is dropping next week. I have like the most, like, you know, plug, you know, more catchy melodic type of song. It's with Kaz, by the way.
Shout out to
Kaz, for real, crazy ass artist. And yeah, we have another artist, another song, which is more like trap and everything.
Okay, so yeah. you really are the jack of all trades. We have people come on the show saying like, yeah, I got the variety, but you really do got the variety.
Yeah, I try to do everything. I try to, you know, mix it up. You know, always trying to listen, see it from the point of view of the listener, you know?
I love that. Honestly, dude, we need more of that.
For real.
We do need more variety. 100%. Especially with Montreal, since it's such a diverse city that 100%. We need that.
Also, we need to push each other, you know, as well with exactly. everything. That's the thing, because why there's nobody who really kind of blew up from Montreal, it's because there's no collabs, there's no like love, there's no family type of feeling. You know, you go to Atlanta, you go to New York, they're all together, they all come up together. In Montreal, you don't really have that.
Yeah.
Plus, like I spoke with you beforehand,
yeah.
It's because of the English and French scene. You know, the French scene, it's not talked about it a lot, but the English scene is really, really like underground, put underground. Why? Because we're in Quebec. All the subventions and everything, all the money gets to who? The French artists.
Yeah.
And Quebec is a small place as well. French rap, the scene is pretty small. And people from France, Africa, why are they going to tap in with people from Montreal when they got people from Belgium, France, Paris, Marseille? All those type of people. So it's a smaller audience. Most of the budget goes to French artists as well. They get all the subventions and everything, all the grants and everything. And yeah, the English rappers are kind of put to the side. And even on the promotion basis, you don't really, and even especially the younger audiences, the people who really pop in Montreal, it's mostly like gangs and everything, gangster rap. They don't want to promote that. They don't want to, you know what I'm saying? So exactly.
Show, yeah.
And not gonna lie, in the rap scene, most of the things that be popping is street shit, street things.
Yeah.
So they don't want to put, you know, it's always stuck in the same loop. I don't know if you've heard of Telegram.
Oh, it sounds really familiar.
Yeah. So basically, most of the rappers in Montreal from the east side of the scene, I don't know if you know. So basically, they're all gangster rappers. All rappers. They all drop it on Telegram, their songs. They have a group chat called RB Chat, which is actually pretty popular group, but it's always in the same circle, like, oh, share. They don't put video. The only guy from that type of scene, quote unquote, that blew up, probably you guys heard of him, Zinera.
Yeah,
that's the only guy that's really like
getting motion
and blew up from that type of scene. And he blew up because he went to France. He kind of internationalized his base.
No,
that's
100%.
Why people from Montreal started showing him love, because he was like, oh, he's getting love in France. Oh, I love him. I like him, you know. He's getting love in America. We're going to start to rep him, you know. But you can't build the rep from here, you know. You got to get love from elsewhere to be repped, feeling loved by a city. In here, this is what I feel.
Okay, you know what? I have a counter argument for that.
Perfect.
And this is something I noticed this summer. Are you familiar with the artist Kay Trinada?
I do. Yes.
Did you see what happened to him at the when he opened up for the
yes,
weekend?
Yes, I seen that.
That broke my heart. For the listeners listening to this, Kay Trinada opened up for the weekend. Now, the person who was supposed to open up for the weekend was originally supposed to be Playboi Carti.
Exactly.
Playboi Carti obviously couldn't make it because problems at the border. Yada, yada, yada. Now, Kay Trinada is native to Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And the reception he got was low-key disgusting. It was very distasteful.
Yeah, that's crazy. Kay Trinada is one of the only people to be so big from Montreal. And also, I feel like the people who went through, you can't replace. The thing is, I feel Kay Trinada is a big DJ. He deserves all the props. But you can't replace people who want to go see Playboi Carti with Kay Trinada.
Exactly. Like, that's the thing. They did him dirty.
That's the thing. They did him dirty, but hey, he got paid, though. So
I hope he
he
did.
Got paid a bag for sure.
I really hope he did.
But yeah, that's kind of sad to see. And also, Kay Trinada is a different type of scene completely. It's not like I'm putting The Weeknd and like Bryson Tiller,
Chris Brown. You know, exactly. It's not the same thing.
It could have made sense if they had someone else. I'm not saying Kate Trinata is like, well, I'm not saying Kate Trinata wasn't the right fit, but like, it could have been managed a bit better.
100%. It should have been something, especially when Playboi Carti was supposed to come and you replace it with Kate Trinata, no matter what.
Last minute, too.
No matter what, he was always going to get hate. And I think he knew or something. Like, he think he knew because you're replacing Playboi Carti. People already bought the tickets and everything. They're like, yo, who is this guy? I'm trying to see Carti, you know?
You know what, though? Like, what I realized is that Kate Trinata doesn't get, like, his respect enough.
100%. So, 100%. 100%.
Like, he's done so much, I feel like. He's contributed so much. I feel like his 100%. Sound specifically.
Crazy sound, for real.
Like
crazy.
It just... And, like, people don't even know he's from Montreal, too.
I didn't know that since till recently, for
me
real.
Me too. Yeah. It's the worst part. Yeah. And, like, that's why I agree with you, too, about, like, how Montreal, there needs to be more motion. The motion that we get for, like, Toronto, we gotta get that for Montreal.
100%, 100%. Toronto also has a base, also has like different type of, you know, their music too. If you listen, if you think about it, their music is really underground. If you think about it, it's really gangster rap, whatever. But Drake, they got more of a vision of Toronto than Montreal. When you think about Canada, Drake, The Weeknd, Toronto. You don't think about Montreal, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the thing as well. And also the divide in language also, I feel like
that's what's screwing us up.
That's what's screwing us a bit. But yeah, you know, we build wherever.
Exactly, bro. But you know what, bro? We're gonna listen to some of your new music, bro. Or some of your music. I'm not sure if this is new, but
2025.
Movie and I Can't See You.
Okay, yeah, movie, Franglais, French, English, you're gonna hear that, you know,
yeah.
It's Montreal type of beat, you know?
I feel it, I can't wait, I'm very excited.
For sure, for sure.
So, yo, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is Movie by YBB, and after that, I Can't See You, also by YBB, exclusive, White Boy with Sauce presents the Come Up, let's get it.
Let's go.
I don't do no segregation. Black and white diamonds on me, call it interracial. They thought I was sober, I was way ahead of special. I got size, baby, I ain't talking about no ketchup. Feed a dick, I declare, I'ma call it restaurant. When my gang breaking bread, we got hella extra. We ain't giving out no freebies, it's your Archer Mata. Shawty started working out and now she drinking matcha. But she won't never say no to a shot of Lucca. Might be really bad, top D for the second, cause I still ain't find the one. Oh, baby, mama's on me, they didn't put no safety on the gun. Little kids, kid around the block. They're just my sons. If they talk it back to me, spin, send them to the sun. Make sure that my children fit. That's why I be on the run. Let's get the unnick for real. I'm just tryna have some fun, baby. Been a assy shaking for me. You a pro, baby. Had a bitch when you're on me in the cold, but I got lazy. I'm a hustler. That she even know who YB is, baby. I don't care, baby. If I'm showing all the fun, I'm ready for real life, baby. She's the moon guy at the bucket. You better get the keys, baby. How she think I got Chanel and all these different presents, baby. Just to buy another bitch's presents. I ain't working, baby. God, call my mama Lizzy. I'ma stay away from broke bitches, super smoothy. Ain't no diamonds on the wrist, that's just aluminium. Married to the game, so I can give you alimony. Neck up, fuck the laws, in Lamborghini. Not Oliver, face, call it fettuccine. Y'all are really Ben Simmons, they can shoot it for deep. Adventure cup, just pass that LBC, don't want a neem. Tree and riding, baby, no, you cannot take a seat. Two bucks to get that pop, baby, on your own J. Look, put it good, strip for Casablanca, does the good shit. I expect to give a fuck about the nationality. Never gon' discriminate. Shawty crazy kicker out of the crib and I just masturbate. Never trippin' for a bitch, never for a minute, babe. Pussy my cream, dive into the fucking bay. Feeling like Osama, I'ma go and fuck a set of twins. I'm the man, I pay the bitch, so you don't gotta fucking say. She think she smoking free, I charge her every puff she gon' take. Hella single bad bitches, buddy cup bitches. Oh, it lookin' so much better than them. Had a girl I was dating, but I left it so quick. Cause man, had a handset, now I got a little Benz. I put looks over durability, that was my mistake. Hell nah, I got motion by 10 bitches. Fuck it, why did you set the button? I just toxic, find me fucking outil. C'est pas, je vais la vraiment ramener au lune. Mettez c'est qu'elle, c'est mon corps, baby. C'est mon bébé, celui dans ton ventre. Ce n'est pas le mien, ce n'est pas ma moon. Never, ceux-là sont des va-et-vient. Mes hubs broke, à la mosquée, je fais des doigts pour eux. I mean, Inch'Allah, tu get ton corps up, là. Get your money up, bro. Les gars sont fucking broke, man. Dans ma ville, ils font que sucer des bites, mais ils ont même pas encore un penny, bro. Fucked up.
just took her out of Rio. Got a screaming nightmare deal. So I don't speak no Portuguese, but I be ballin' like Vinicius. $50,000 in my bag, big bro sent me to Rio. Got too big inside my head, I'm looking up now I can see you. Tasting Cuban smoke, I don't need to spend a bag on silly hoes. I'm the boss, I pick and choose, I kick him out, they come and go. Remember I was scared of going home and always left the most. Rest in peace to Khadim, light a candle every 24th. Mic speakers, they ain't really living, they ain't seen it, they just posing. Mama found a couple thousand in my bed, my face was posing. They been doing good at school, she thought my son is really broken. Left my grand, thought it was freedom, but I left my mama hopeless. Fight, fight, night, right, I can see the shade of light. I was missing screws, I kill a soul, and the price was right. Money like a drug, I just wanna keep on chasing high. In the streets, I jug it, where to go? You can never spy. Bitch, she asked me if I ever traded, I just might, huh? Always scared of honey, where these shorties never lie, huh? Never made it special, you just one of many kind, huh? Reading novels with a beat, telling tales on mic, huh? Bitch, my city cold, I pull my monkey when it snows. Do it all, jack of all trades, I got many flows, plenty clothes. I done taste that time recovering many blows. Youngest got a block, looking like a strip club. They got many pulls.
Yeah. Window.
Yeah.
Run
yeah.
Back.
See my chain, I get it back and take your life with it. Play with twin, I send a package with some rounds with it. UPS, you play with Sammy, pay with my business. Run it till I hit a Billy, working my business. Chopper singing, no side door in me, I call my state Beyonce. She on tourist visa, send her home, cause she just for the notch it. NTM, my city, repping it. I grew up speaking faucet, told her baby, could you wait on me? But she know I'm a boss. I feel like a big body, fuck you in a Cadillac. In the hood around COVID, went on license, went up Pontiac. Used to buy a piece, these, now she wants some cognac. Started trapping, I was 15 with a stack of 20 bands. Look, look, coding crazy, got me thinking about my future lately. I broke so many times, purple like my baby. Only woman that I ever trust is the one I made.
Hey, radio listeners, have you ever wondered what your favorite characters would listen to? Better yet, imagined a soundtrack for your favorite movie or book? If the answer is yes, then tune into Something for the Mood every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host Zoe, and I invite you to explore a new topic with me through music both new and old, but always funky, each week. To quote the wise words of iconic duo Chibo Motto, you got to know your chicken. And if you do, you'll tune into Something for the Mood every week. See you all there.
To the greatest music of all time, I'm always tuned into CJLO in Montreal. Peace.
Yeah, that's CJLO. We respect the music our DJs choose to play.
Are they playing f***ing Coldplay?
How long will they wait?
CJLO!
$16.90. We are back at it again. My photographer already... Okay, here's some context for y'all. I'm going to expose her because it's the third time this happens. We have like this little CD rack that's like very noticeable. It's not like it's hidden. She's bumped into it 14 times now and all the CDs just keep falling off. Come say it. She wants to talk her shit. Come say it.
There you go. In my defense, I have really bad spatial awareness.
Yeah, that's definitely an excuse. Yeah, Stevie Wonder doesn't even have that excuse, bro. That's messed up.
Damn.
Not even Helen Keller would say that. Well, I don't think she can. Not the point. Shout out Helen Keller. Helen Keller's dead. But not the point. How you feeling? How you feeling, man?
Yo, we out here on the la, como on Zila, on the la.
What up, bro? That's what's up.
We out here.
Man, yo, so we were having a pretty deep conversation about representation in Montreal. Yeah. Like, low-key, and I agree with you 100%. There is not enough there's so, you know, here's what I've noticed. Everyone knows each other.
100%. Yo, Montreal is so, like, two questions in, you already know somebody who knows that person. Yo,
exactly.
Them background checks go crazy. Especially Suleiman. Yo, so I go crazy, man.
That's what I'm saying.
So I go crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone knows someone. It's either an engineer, a producer, a rapper, a man. Like that's like.
To get some IG, c'est fini. But to voir un mutuel, that's it, bro. Finished, bro. Finished.
Dude, you know how many people I've met through like other people? Like, yo, and that's how it like starts. It's a domino. Wait, what do you know?
Yo, no cap, bro. No cap.
You have a story, don't you?
Huh?
You have a story about
Yo,
that?
I have a bunch of stories, bro. Yo, gang. Like, oh my God, bro. You meet this girl. You think she the one. She this. She that. Bro, I remember this guy, bro. My homie. This my homeboy.
Oh, no. Shout out to him.
Bro, this guy... He's from another area, okay? He's from Montréal Nord, okay?
Yeah, okay, what's up?
So, bro, pulls up. He meets a shorty from round the way, from my hood. Boom, starts talking to her. Starts, you know, dating her. Falls in love to her, with her. Talked about a few times with us, but never shorted to her. She's like, you guys gonna be jealous. Where one time, I catch him with the shorty.
Yeah?
I'm like, ain't no way, bro. Anyways, she was not the shorty he thought she was.
Oh, he was catfished?
Not catfished.
Emotionally catfished. Oh, okay.
You know,
not very classy.
Pas très classy, you know. Pas très, you know. Women likely, you know?
Yeah, there's a reason why we got sidewalks for the streets.
You know, yeah. Stay in taspit, man. En tout cas, stay. Man, en tout cas, yo, bro got heartbroken. Matter of fact, that girl, that shorty had two kids, two different baby dads. Different, yeah, that stay deep, bro. And she used to be, okay, bro. She used to be.
I might know her.
Huh?
I might know this girl. Not because I never... Not because I've heard stories and...
You talk... Okay, so basically, yeah, she used to be... No. Yeah, she was started, you know.
Oh, no. Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Mochia not things, bro.
Ma, she from Cartierville, though. Shout out to her.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to the kids.
No, we started off playing basketball. And, après ça, je sais pas qu'est-ce qui est arrivé, mais en tout cas... She's still playing with balls, I guess. And she used to be, yo, crazy, no. Bro was sad for weeks.
Oh.
For weeks, gang. She thought he was the one.
Did he make a song out of it at least?
Huh?
Did he make a song out of it?
Bro turned into a demon, bro. Ain't gonna lie, bro.
Oh, no.
Free him.
Free my guy, bro.
Shout out to him, bro. Oh. He my twin, but yo, that was crazy, bro. That's why you always gotta background check your shorties. You know what I'm saying? Tu dois toujours voir. Tu dois toujours montrer tes gars une moon. If you think she's the one, tu dois toujours la montrer à tes gars, yo. Nah. Matter of fact, when I found out who she was, I told all my homies knew who she was. So, yeah.
Okay,
so,
word got around.
Word, elle. Impossible. Nah. Word, lui. Starting naming seven different names. He was distraught, bro. He was like, nah, bro.
And that's what caused her to break up? Or was it another?
Gang, he wanted to kill her, bro. Ain't gonna lie, bro. She was thinking. No, actually, obviously, allegedly. Like as a metaphor, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
he wasn't really gonna kill her, you
like
know?
The Michael Jackson.
He's a good person, yeah. You know? He's a really good person, gang. He bought this girl flowers, took her out of days, bought her purses, bought like a. Yo, bought hella shit for her, hella things for her. Even, yo, brought her to a trip, bro. Like, even flew her out and everything, you know?
With the kids?
Hell nah, bro. Okay. I don't know. That's the thing, bro. Like, they talk 7-8 months, I think, before finding out. Like, gang. She. Autoroute 15, bro.
Stop the music, bro. I gotta stop this music. I ain't gone. What is this, bro? Wait, for real? 8 months?
seven, eight months, yeah, around that.
Without knowing the kids?
Two kids. Two kids.
You're lying.
Two kids. He didn't know, because, bro, I actually have no idea how they didn't know. I was like, when did you go to a crib? He's like, yeah, I went twice. And I was like, okay, but didn't you see anything, kids, nah, nah, nah? Nah, she used to live with her mom and her sister or something.
Bullshit.
So she just said, oh, it's my niece or something.
My little cousin.
Whatever. So he didn't ask when a girl says, like, yo, la femme a comme 21, 22.
With two kids?
That's what I'm saying.
Respectfully,
bro.
You can be any age to be a parent, but damn. Oh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, 21 with two kids. And I knew this shorty too. She got her first. Yo, gang, pourquoi je parle de elle? Shout out to elle for real. Like, shout out to elle. But yo, elle était comme on sait dans comme ses quatre, bro. En tout cas.
Shout out to all the single moms.
Shout out to
Mother's
the single
Day
moms.
Is on its
you know
way.
What I'm saying?
Happy International Women's Month.
You know,
guys.
Man. Shout out to Le Moon. You know what I'm saying? Yo.
Shouting out women, bro.
Yo.
Month
is like in March. Hey, yo. Harder the struggle, harder the come up. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, we on the come up for real. That
you know what I'm saying? Single mother children, you know, they're struggling. You know what I'm saying? They're going to make it out one day, hopefully. You know what I'm saying?
Here's some lore. For the first 2 weeks of me doing the show, I was stuck playing women's awareness ads. I had no idea how to change the ads, so it was just women's awareness. The same one,
yo,
keep in mind.
Shout out to women.
So we were so aware of women.
Yeah?
Yeah, we were hyper aware, you know what I mean? Like, we were aware of women. Show him the photo. Oh no, they just took a crazy ass photo.
Yo, so yeah, shout out to the single mothers, shout out to everybody, shout out to all the women.
It's
know,
a hard profession.
You know, shout out to life, you know?
Shout out to life, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what? Sometimes life gets a bit hard, you know, especially making music too sometimes. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So on the topic of, you know, finding some struggle with making music, what would you say is the hardest thing of making or trying to make music in today's era, per se?
I feel everybody trying to be viral, trying to make it, you know, so they cut off the originality of their music, you know. Oh, what's bumping? All right, this is bumping. This type of beat is bumping. Bet. Copy paste. Zero passion, just copy paste. Most of the times, they don't even like it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what? Celui-là, ça va bump. It's not like, you know, I like this music. You know, you could put your own twist to it. That's the type of music. You can make rap songs. You can make diss songs. You got to put your own twist to it, you know?
You could be original.
You could be original,
but it's
too.
It's hard to be original.
That's what I'm saying. People, like, it's hard to be original, and people are too lazy to be original. You know, you could do a lot of different things, you know? For example, the song I just played, Movie, Detroit type beat, normal. But, you know, I'm from Montreal. Why not add some French bars, you know what I'm saying? Something's relatable, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that was a hard song too. That was so hard.
You.
I was vibing so hard.
You know what I'm saying?
On
est à Montréal, you know, on parle de péter des guiches et tout là. Elle pense que je suis un entrepreneur, really, I just try, baby. J'ai dit mon gars était beau, qu'il pète que des guiches, baby, you know? So yo, put some, you know, Montreal type of shit, you know, in there.
But yo, we finna play more of your stuff
for
right
sure,
now,
man,
bro. We finna play Zoo and Crash Dummy. Crash Dummy did a crazy amount of
streams,
bro. We gonna get more into that later, bro.
Hey, shout out to Run It Up Terry for the beat, yo.
Shout out to him, bro. So, yo, without further ado, 6ix9ine, The Come Up. This is Zoo by YBB. Let's get it.
Send her a text if I pull up to happy. She don't lose with my hood, she come carries. She come in second like Kamala Harris. She calling me daddy, don't know where daddy's. Ain't drinking no coffee, I be with the chives. My bitches be bad like a princess like Jasmine. Top of my customer, one on the board with the numbers. Say they got green, got money, no such as cucumbers. They throwing Louis to all of the dashes. She got 3 lines on the phone, ain't no stomachs. I'm hitting the pussy, no rubber, no sandals. Birthday, she give me cane with no candles. She riding my dick and she doing no handles. Fashion needs to bitch, throwing a tantrum. Left for my ex bitch, she got no cancer. I feel like Louis says I'm in a castle. Sweetie and mommy's with my baby Lottie. I pull up with 2 different bitches and towers. Cut her the door like a wolf at times. I pop up and I'm chilling with Aries. I tell you, go run it up, tell me I'm millions.
Run it up, run it up.
Hey, back fit, it's a bitch, bring me, I call her a million.
est so wonderful. Frappe, you get finesse, with a powerful feet. Tous mes necks, ils ont fait tous les fous. Airbnb, avec du RB, tablet sur ma deuil, bounce like a basketball. Send her a text if I pull up, she happy. She got the zoo, but my hood, she come carries. She come in second like Kamala Harris. She calling me daddy, don't know where her daddy's. Ain't drinking no coffee, I be with the chives. My bitch be bad like a princess like Jasmine. Top of my cast, number one on the board with the numbers. Say they got green, got money, no slouches, just cucumbers. They throwing loonies, still under the dashes. She got three lines on the floor, ain't no stompers. I'm hitting the pussy, no rubber, no sandals. Birthday, she gave me cane with no candles. She riding my dick and she doing no handles. Hey, I'm sorry.
Tune in to Eastern Promises every Sunday at 8 p.m. with me, Donald Robert, as I take you through the latest and greatest music from Atlantic Canada, featuring everything from traditional fiddle music to hip-hop, jazz, metal, as well as Acadian and Indigenous sounds. Eastern Promises will take you on a journey from westernmost New Brunswick to the furthest edges of Newfoundland. I'll be bringing you music news, tour dates, and some down-home comfort for all you Montreal expats. Join me as I curate a playlist that showcases the extraordinary talent coming out of Canada's right coast since time immemorial. That's Eastern Promises, every Sunday at 8 p.m. here on CJLO 1690.
Hey, this is Magi Merlin. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
I'm a music.
Hail, traveler. Browse my fine potions, for this is my potion shop.
I am the finest potion seller in all the lands. Be wary, traveler. The roads are perilous ahead.
Mayhaps you want one of my potions for your venture.
I can offer you my finest CJLO 1690 AM potion, if you have the coin. Fare thee well, traveler.
We are back at it again with the come up and why beat Yo, how are you feeling, YB?
Yo, we out here, we lit, you know what I'm saying? We out here in the cold, cold weather, cold, cold night, but we getting this shit lit, you know?
Exactly, bro. I couldn't say it better myself, bro. It's my favorite part of the night, bro. The quote of the day, bro. Y'all already know how it is, bro. The most inspirational or the most craziest thing you can think of, bro. So, YB, what is the quote of the day?
Yo. All I gotta say is forget the education, forget taking your mom out the hood, take drugs, start jugging, start finessing, start trapping, repeat.
For the youth. For the youth.
Repeat. Pass it on, pass it on.
For the record, don't do any of that. But that was a great quote of the day.
I mean, yo, less competition for people trying to make it out the hood, you know? If more people stay in the hood, I have more chance to make it out, you know? Yeah. So, you know, I'm hating on y'all. Stay broke. Stay uneducated. Stay in the hood. Stay more in the mud. Me. More for me. More money for me. You know what I'm saying? Je suis avare, you know?
Y'all keep playing the game, bro. I'm going to beat the game. For real.
Yo, for real.
That's a quote. But yo, man, that's some crazy stuff. For real.
And also, yo, y'all better
check the IDs.
Check the IDs. Check, you know what I'm saying? If she's trying to check your height, check what year she born. You know what I'm saying?
Quiz her.
Quiz her. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, these gal them be looking to be 2012, you know what I'm saying? 2012.
It's 13.
2013.
Know your math.
Bro,
know your math,
they be looking like 2003. Like, it's crazy, you know? So be careful, you know?
Nah, 2003 is good. It's 22.
No, 2012, 2013 be looking 13, like 2003. It's crazy. Like, yo, c'est fou comme. No, I be comment. Like crazy.
No comment on that.
No comment for real. Be careful, guys.
Be careful, yo.
Be careful.
And girls, too. You know, it can happen both ways. It's a scary world we live in.
I mean, shit.
It's scary. It can happen to anyone, bro. But you know what, man? It is what it is, bro. So, yo, what else do you have in the works, man? You got a bunch of... You a jack of all trades.
Yeah, for sure.
So what do you have in the works?
So basically, in the near future, next week, dropping as soon as I get home.
Music
video, song, everything. Crazy production. Shout out to MKS for the video, you know. And tomorrow I'm shooting a video, which is probably going to drop around April. I'm fine with Kaz. Wake up Kaz on all platforms.
Shout out to
my guy. That's my brother. I started making music with this guy 4 or 5 years ago. Still we locked in. Shout out to YNG. Shout out to everybody. You know, the video's gonna be crazy. You know, everything's gonna be crazy. Hey, yeah. Stay tuned.
Hell yeah, bro. I'm hyped. I'm excited. Honestly, bro, it's been a minute since we had like a proper like rollout. And that's what I'm excited
for.
Because you know what? Like, what made you want to like actually like want to perfect this rollout compared to like most underground rappers? They'll just like, okay, it's coming out next week.
Yeah,
here it is.
Why I want to perfect this rollout is because, bro, like, you got to roll it out. It's something different, you know. It's something different. I'm doing something new, something more professional, you know. You know, we gonna have skits, one skit before, one skit after, you know, aftermath, before, pictures, everything, you know, to post it. To let, you know, people get into the world of the release. You know, most of the people just release here. It's the music video. But there's a world, there's a universe. You know, it's like, you know, movies, Marvel, whatever. You have a universe, you know. If you get into a universe, you know what I'm saying? You
want to know the lore and everything.
Exactly. You understand it more. So, yeah, it's for sure.
So, would you say the album is going to be, like, very conceptual? Or more of like autobiographical.
I'm planning on releasing a mixtape this year for sure, probably during the summer, cause I do have a couple trips planned this summer. I finally got my passport.
That's what's up.
This year, last year, so I have a few plans. Yeah, I have a few trips planned for this year. Probably I'm gonna shoot content over there, some type of content over there. I have artists to work with, and it's a different type of world. It's not like I'm going overseas, I'm going to New York. You know, it's not that. I'm going to places in Africa, in Europe, and my home country, you know, Bangladesh. I'm going back. I haven't been there like 12 years. So I'm trying to lock in with that, everything, you know. I'm trying to go worldwide, you know, let my name out.
Mr. Worldwide, literally.
Exactly. You need to, you know. So for sure.
Mr. Worldwide with more hair.
Huh?
Pitbull. Mr. Worldwide?
Yeah. Mr. Worldwide with more hair, you know?
Mr. Worldwide.
For now, you know?
Shout out Pitbull.
Family Jeans crazy, you know? Balding in 21, you know? I still have a year left.
That's my biggest fear, bro. Already, I got barely any hair, but...
Yo, sassy. Yo, that's crazy, boy. If I start balding, I'm cooked, gang.
Dude, I'm cooked, bro. It runs in my family, bro. I don't know if it runs in yours.
She's cooked, man. If I lose my hair... Everybody,
that's
brother.
What's you're talking
about. Everybody, there's no technicalities. Cooked.
No one is safe.
Cooked.
Like, and that's
what's
bad.
That's why I'm enjoying, you know, braiding my hair, you know, in
get
a year.
Lined up
and they had a lineup, you know what I'm saying? After this, there's no lineup. Tetkali somo la. It's it too, la.
You know what scares me, bro? You ever see a barber who's bald? Do you trust a bald barber?
Yo, low key. Bro, you bald and you're a barber. That makes no sense.
Right?
It doesn't because you don't need to cut your own hair. You don't need to be a user of... It's like a drug dealer, you know? You don't need to be a user of what you sell to be an expert of that, you know?
You don't have to be a car to fit in the garage.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
You only need a license to drive.
Exactly.
Well, actually, you drive. to get license, guys. But, yo, like, a bald barber, it depends, man. It's scary. It's a gamble.
I mean...
You want someone to be able to know what they're doing.
Listen, at least you don't got a trim, you know? At least you don't got a trim, you know?
Exactly.
At least you don't need to maintain it, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You can take more time to cut your clients, you know, instead of yourself, you know?
Exactly. And hopefully the carpet matches the drapes, you know?
Exactly, bro. We need to. Shout out to the bald barber. Shout out to the people with no hair.
Yo,
you know
shout
what
out to bald people, bro. Jay Pickett Smith, bro.
Crazy bald people in the world, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what, bro? Shout out to you for pulling up to the station, bro.
I appreciate
this
you
lit,
for hosting
bro.
Me, you know what I'm saying? It was Absolutely. A good vibe.
For the
good
great
times,
vibes
you know.
Only, bro.
For real. Shout out to a come up, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, at the end of the day, bro, we all on the come up.
And no cop, no cop.
And there's only one way up, bro. And it's we on it.
To the moon.
And that's what all of Montreal is going to be on, bro.
Hopefully.
2026, bro, Hopefully. We all locking it, bro.
Lock in, toute ta vie, mon cher.
Bro, we all locking in this year, bro. So, yo, folks, thank you guys so much for listening to the YB interview, bro.
Yes, sir.
Pleasure having you. It was an honor to be playing your music on, bro.
Thank you.
And, guys, see you next week for another crazy episode. Can't wait to see y'all. Peace out, yo. This is the YB with Sauce, 1690, the come up. Let's get it.
buried all the blood in the trees. I am burning with the blood in the trees, and I know it's not easy to make, it's not easy to see, it's not. The bird.